For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
For the company directory, press pound. To make a payment or for billing questions, press 1. For claims, press 2. For questions concerning your policy, press 3. If you are a NationSafe Driver member and are calling for tow services, press 4. To hear these options again, press 8.
Calls may be recorded for quality assurance. For auto underwriting, press 1. For liquor liability or special event underwriting, press 2. For homeowners underwriting, press 3. For the underwriting address and fax number, press 4. To hear these options again, press 8. To return...
Thank you for calling Founders Insurance. This is Angie. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Wilfred Deba.
Hey, how may I help you?
This is Wilfred. I got a policy. I want to know about my policy and the payment plan for that policy, because I got a message. I paid the policy, I think was it on the 1st of August, and now they send me a letter that I have to pay before the 28th of August. Is it thing? Let me check something. So I just want to know about my policy and how it runs.
Okay, sure. What is the policy number?
09 O. Hi there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
H181 174.
Okay, it may have the name on the policy.
Pardon?
What is your name?
Wilfred Deba.
Okay, Wilfred, and if you could verify, please, the address and phone number.
My address?
Yes.
You're talking about my address?
Yes.
Okay, 6227 Lowe Drive, Canal, Winchester.
Okay, and then what is the phone number for you?
6139 6148 3789.
Okay, Wilfred, and is there an email address that you would like to add?
Wilfred Deba Deba. That's Wilfred, my first name. Deba Deba, my last name. Deba Deba at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, and thank you so much for verifying that information for me. Let's see.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, first, so yes, I'm showing the first payment was due on August the 28th. That payment was withdrawn from your account. And going forward, the payments will be due on the 28th of every month.
Okay, so have I paid for September already?
Yes, you paid the payment that was due for August the 28th. That payment has been made. So your next payment will be due September 28th.
Okay, September 28th.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all I was surprised because I didn't receive any email, nothing like confirmation that I paid, no message, no email. And though my account was, it was like short, something went off my account, but I never knew because I never had any information or nothing. So I was disturbed for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be
So,
withdrawn
can they
from your
credit
account
with?
every 28th.
Yeah, but can they do in a system that I need to receive alerts or have messages
Yeah, so once I put in
or
your email
notifications?
address, it'll ask you if you want to be set up for emails.
Yes, I accepted that I needed the notification and the emails from the company.
Okay, no problem. And then they'll also still send you out the installment notices in the mail too by regular mail, okay?
Okay, because I received a mail telling me I should fill in my payment details again after I already did everything online the first day I came to the office. So, do I have to do anything more?
Let me see. No, well, right now I'm showing everything is currently active on the policy.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
everything
did
is.
you said in a way I will be receiving emails, email alerts?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, then can I change my home address?
Okay, sure. What is the correct address
Okay.
for you?
1236 Country Club Road. Twelve 36 Country Club Road.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was
And
12,
four.
1236 County Club Road.
Yes, 43227. That's the zip code.
Three, two, seven. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that information updated for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, not a
So
problem.
I'll be waiting for, I'll be waiting for an email to for confirmation, everything.
Okay, no problem. Was there anything else that I can help you with?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.